by the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Nights, everybody.
Got no sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac.
I'm Spike O'Neill, along with Matt Butler. Matt, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I kind of like the continuity because it's an Elvis song. It's just the other Elvis.
Nice. Oh, well, the show's over. We're glad you guys came stop by. I got a text that says, "Spike, please, no politics or dumb dad jokes, any long tangents about boring things." I mean, what else isn't there in the world to talk about?
Jeez, I don't know. I got into this line of work for long
exactly.
tangents about boring
you
things.
You took down the holy trinity of radio content.
Ruin my dreams, right? Why don't you?
Politics, religion, long dad joke, boring tangents. You know, yada yada yada. We hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I had a wonderful weekend. Matt, I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Indeed, I did. And I want to start out the show by saying a special hello to our most loyal Oregon listener, Bethany. She tries to tune in every chance she gets. She had kind of a rough weekend, and so I just want to send all our good vibes and thoughts her way tonight if she's listening.
That's a wonderful thought. I hope Bethany has a great night. Sorry that the weekend was so bad. Was it Oregon's bowl placement in the college bowl series?
Something to do with
well, I don't yes. mean I don't mean to make light. If you actually know that Bethany had a tough weekend, something happened. And I don't want to make light of that. I want to be respectful as I possibly can. I appreciate all the listeners that take part in the show. Through our text line, 888-973-5476.
And we need our listeners to hang on because we need every one of them we can get.
Yeah, we do. We're up to six now, I think. You know, one more, we got ourselves a Disney movie. It's going to be great.
What happens when we hit 10?
We make a Marvel movie. Come on. It's easy. You know, it's absolutely the easiest plan ever. Oh, yes, folks, it is that time of year. It's Christmas time again. And that being said, it's holiday magic time here at Cairo. And I know that we've got a lot of content throughout the course of the day, a lot of very special features, our auction is available now at mynorthwest.com. You can take a look at the auction items that are available for you to bid on through Friday night at 11:59 p.m. Some really tremendous opportunities for you to take part in the radio station's day-to-day life, our you know, function, our interactions with you, the audience. And I don't mean to come right out of the gate complaining, Matt, but I've got a little issue, and I'm hoping you can help me figure out how to handle this.
I endeavor to serve. What's the problem, my friend?
Well, first off, finding the holiday magic is easy on the My Northwest website. If you go to mynorthwest.com, on the right-hand side, there's an icon for holiday magic. Right there. Cairo News Radio and Treehouse working together again this year to help provide support and make the holidays and every day a little easier and a little brighter on those families and the children especially who are taking part in foster care, who foster care is a part of their lives. And we hope it's a rewarding and helpful and reassuring and comforting part of the lives of those families and the children relying on foster care. The issue I have is that when you head to the auction items, which are available now for everyone to bid on, and there's some great, great packages here, sports packages, dining packages, experiences, your chance to meet your favorite Cairo radio personality, and, you know, maybe even take part or witness a live broadcast. Well, the problem I have is that when you go to the auction page, you can, of course, make a donation right now. You can make a donation directly to Treehouse and Holiday Magic without bidding on an item because we can't all be high bidder. You know, somebody out there has really got it in their bonnet to go sit in with Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien. And, you know, nothing will stop this person. Whatever, it, you know, I'm not sure how you guys are all set financially these days. It's a tough year. It's been tough on all of us. So if you want to help this worthwhile cause, you can make a donation immediately. You can make an ongoing continuing donation to this worthwhile cause. Or you can outbid the other faithful to be high bidder on a package. My problem is, as you look at the page of different auction items up for bid here, the page only holds 12 slots. And we, as Cairo Knights, Matt, are slot 13. we don't make it onto page one. And
it's 13.
And it's I like the 13, first off. Triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13, never been an issue for me. I revel in 13. I revel in black cats, broken mirrors, walking under ladders. I revel in all these things. I think luck is what you make in life. There's no such thing as bad luck.
Well, as Talk Talk said, life is what you make it.
Hear, hear. So I'm making it known that we're on page two. And we've got a bid on the Cairo Knights package.
Thanks, Mom.
Please, anonymous at best. But I think if we were on page one, we might be doing better. And you know, maybe it's the new guy at Cairo in me, right? Or the competitive nature of being a transplanted East Coaster, again, me, my problem, that makes me so competitive with my coworkers.
Actually, I think I can shed some light on this that'll make you feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking at the Holiday Magic page, linked to it, mynorthwest.com.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing that in order, we have Start Your Day with Seattle's Morning News.
Right.
Then we have the Gian Ursula Show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Then there's John, An Afternoon of Fishing with
Dory Monson.
Tom Nelson and Dory
yep,
Monson.
Yep, yep, great stuff.
Then we've got John Curley and Sherry Elliker.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got Cairo Knights. So technically, they did it in day part order.
Yeah, that's true. I give you that. But I look at the... It's not like there are five items up there, and we're the fifth one in the succession of day parts. I understand that meant, believe me, I don't mean to be petty. It is in my nature, though. So I will do what I have to do.
Well, it does come along with the performer's ego. And
it does.
All radio
it really, it really does. And on this page also is, from our friends at Seattle Sports, a Seattle Sports fan package. Which includes, you know, being involved and sitting in with Bump and Stacy. You know, and I'm not saying that our opportunity is any more enticing or will be any more rewarding than any other of the packages available. I'm not saying we're better than anybody else. But imagine a horse race with 12 stalls at the starting gate and a 13th horse still in the barn. How is the 13th horse supposed to compete?
Dude, at this point, I think we're just doing test laps and the audience has gone home.
No, I'm telling you. Here's the thing. I want folks to know it's available. More so than I care about where we rank in the hierarchy of how much money we generate for Treehouse. Right? I mean, it's an amazing, amazing cause.
And it's also a motivation for our loyal listeners to rally around and really bid that up.
Ooh,
go there, look
ooh,
for it, and
exactly.
Show the mighty power of Cairo Knights.
So maybe, Matt, I'm missing a moment here. Maybe I'm missing a sense of perspective on this. Maybe management, who decided how to lay out the auction page at Cairo News Radio Holiday Magic 2022, they knew that the Cairo Knights audience was just a tad smarter than the other show's audiences. And they knew that the Cairo Knights audience could find our package available on page two. And we didn't need the We didn't need the guardrails or the training wheels of being on page one.
And they are the fiercely loyal and very intelligent people who will go the extra mile for us and for charity because they're that kind of people.
They are. And, you know, and again, I want to thank every show has a unique spin to the experience of meeting that particular show. And whether it's, you know, Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien and coffee, right? And morning coffee, which is wonderful, right? A Grand Central Bakery is going to, you know, feed you and you'll have coffee with Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien. And it says, by the way, does not include the opportunity to appear or speak on air and all of the packages of meeting your favorite radio show hosts. When you talk about G and Ursula, and believe me, I've worked with and met both of these amazing individuals many, many times. And it's not just, you know, getting to see and meet your favorite personalities and watching them make the magic that is live radio. There's also a chance to the Marco Polo Bar and Grill, $100 gift card to the Marco Polo Bar and Grill. So, I mean, it's not just the opportunity to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience of meeting your radio host. It's also a little something-something extra. And I don't mean to, Dory Monson, there's us in the world, and then and one level above, there's Dory Monson. I say that with all the reverence and respect intended, and it's heartfelt and sincere. Hope no one misunderstands that as mocking or in any way disrespectful, because it's not. The Dory Monson package is a day of fishing with Tom Nelson and Dory Monson. And but trust me when I tell you, that's going to be, there's your bell cow right there. That's going to lead everybody home as far as raising money for Treehouse during Holiday Magic. The Dory Monson Show package is, I mean, let's talk about Dory's package and keep our FCC license. I mean, you know, we're threading a needle here. Fishing, a day of fishing with Dory Monson. And when they use the word priceless, That's when you look at priceless in the dictionary, what they're talking about is a day fishing with Tom Nelson and Dory Monson. That's like
that's going to be some fun banter, even if you catch nothing that day. That's
oh my
just
gosh.
Be fun.
Exactly. I'd sit on that boat and cut bait and not say a word, just listen for hours. Okay. And when it comes to John and Sherry, John Crowley, Sherry Elicker, that package has with it, I mean, that's an $800 credit to the Alta Crystal Resort, along with an item that John Curley picks out specifically just for you, a gift selected by John Curley himself. He doesn't staff that out to somebody on the staff, and not Jacob doesn't. Jacob's not picking out your gift. John Curley's picking out your gift. Okay? These are all amazing packages.
I'm a little bummed the John and Sherry package doesn't come with a free night at his cabin, though.
I was about to bring that up. That's another whole topic we need to dive into. You know, and I understand the texter's warning about meandering, long, pointless topics. Sometimes I have the propensity to do.
As Seinfeld said, I don't come down to where you work and knock the license plate out of your hand, brother.
Boy, you cleaned that up in time for live radio. Good job, brother. Because that joke that's the oldest joke on the planet, like along with the oldest profession. It really is. So... texters are already gone. They're off and running tonight. The texters are off and running. So when I talk about the packages, the various packages available to bid, your experiential packages on the MyNorthwest.com's Holiday Magic site, in addition to the live shows, both at Seattle Sports Radio and Cairo News Radio, there are also, you know, a game day, New Year's Day at Lumen Field, 12 Seahawk tickets, 12 tickets, and an autographed DK Metcalf football and 12 flags for everybody. I mean, talk about you everything short of a catered tailgate party. You can just take over a whole row. And all these are wonderful, wonderful. Hot Stove Society, private lunch for 8 people. I mean, these are great options. Kraken tickets with a Marco Polo Bar and Grill gift certificate. These are great packages. And then there's page two. There's us. All by ourselves on page two. All by ourselves. So, you know, when they asked us what could we offer the audience in the way of an experience that would be beneficial to not just the winning bidder, but the whole city, and most importantly, Treehouse. Well, of course we can have folks come sit in and watch what we do. You know, folks can watch what we do live streaming every day. But to be in the room, to see the elves make the cookies, you know, this is the magic part. My friend Dan, who is one of the founders and owners of Zeke's Pizza, the franchises that are Zeke's Pizza, a Northwest original, a Northwest icon in the way of how to run a good pizza parlor. They're going to cater the Cairo Nights package. It's catered by Zeke's Pizza. We're going to have pizza in the room with Matt and I, you, the winning bidder, and a guest. We'll join Matt and I for like a little pizza party right here on air. Plus a Zeke's Pizza gift card so you can relive the magic at home after you've come and ate pizza with Matt and I. And I want to make sure people...
After they've watched us eat, they might want their money back.
They might. Well, it's going to a good cause, people. You're not getting your money back. Anyway, I just want to make sure people know that we're also available. You know, also available, Cairo Nights. We're one of those, you know. It's like, you know, if we'd been in the limousine with the late President Kennedy, you know, President Kennedy, First Lady Jack Onassis, Senator John Connally, also in the car, Matt and Spike from Cairo Nights. You know, I mean, we're also available at a status on page two.
I have a feeling some people have wished us the same fate.
Shut up. Anyway, I'm seeking permission from management to enhance our package.
Hey, tell you what, I'll even throw this in. If you're really nice to me, I might let you pick a bump or two.
What the heck? Ooh, don't just give it away, friend. That's the magic. I want folks to come in and not just watch what we do. I want them to take an active part in what we do.
But you know how I am about my music, Spike.
No. I know. It's no small thing. It's like letting someone date your daughter. Letting them pick the music that goes on in the show. I understand. And you don't have children. I have a daughter, so I know how deep this goes, right?
I know of.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you know throughout the course of the week how we can fluff up this package for you. It's an industry term, fluff it up. We want to give folks the opportunity to take part in this show. Maybe let someone bring up a topic they feel isn't getting the time of day it deserves on a news radio station like this, a news talk radio station like this. If there's a subject near and dear to your heart that isn't getting the attention it deserves, you could be the winning bidder on the Cairo Nights package, come in here, eat pizza, maybe have a libation, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I want to hang some value on this Christmas tree, okay? Anyway, here we are in page two. If you're on your phone, I don't know if you can even know there's a page two on the auction items at the Cairo News Radio Holiday Magic 2022 auction, which is live now and going through this Friday at 11:59 p.m. We'll talk more as the week goes on about what Treehouse does, the amazing service that they provide for this community, and how you can help that cause, whether through bidding on an auction item or just making a very worthwhile donation. It's Cairo Nights. I'm Spike O'Neill with Matt Butler. Not a single dad joke. A few barroom jokes in there, but not a single dad joke was had. We respect you, the audience. We'll be right back after these. Back to Cairo Nights. Boy, that story out of Texas, huh? The other Elvis. He's always lurking around like Krampus, you know? Welcome back to Cairo Nights. That story out of Texas, that Texas Guns N' Roses. You know, weapons, ammo, and flowers. What a winning business idea that is.
I think it is kind of brilliant, though, because if you're going out and your wife thinks you spend too much on your shooting hobby, your guns, your ammo, whatever.
Right.
So you go buy your shiny new AR-15, whatever the heck you got going on for you, and you come home. Wife's mad at you. She's like, you're spending all this money on guns. Then you reach behind your back. You pull out the flowers. Here you go, honey.
Seriously. You know, the store that sells truck accessories, right? And flowers. The store that sells snowmobiles and flowers. What guy spending problem that guys spend way too much on, whatever your personal hobby is. As a guy, I mean, we all have got, you know, our hobbies that we spend too much on.
Liquor
that our
store.
Wife.
Oh, wait,
yeah. Well, there was used to be a place called Liquor and Guns, Buford and Sons Liquor and Guns. That didn't go well. My latest business venture, I'm worried about now that I know that Guns N' Roses, the band, is going to come after this little ammo and flower shop in Texas. You know, Seattle's Appetite for Destruction. It's a combination bulldozer and food cart. That will come over and, you know, Seattle's Appetite for Destruction. They're going to come after me too. Gosh, I love people that market and use popular names thinking they're going to fly under the radar. You know, does Guns N' Roses really think, the band Guns N' Roses really think that a small Texas entrepreneur, that people are going to confuse the fact that they are in, the band is involved in this guy's shop. I mean, I'm all for copyright protection, and when you have a great idea,
violation of their brand as a band, and they didn't ask, I guess, and they're not paying him anything, paying Guns N' Roses anything.
No, they're not.
That's kind of unfair.
It is. I agree, and I'm all for protecting your creative, you know, your intellectual property. And I get it when you have a great idea. And somebody comes up and just piggybacks off it to make their own money without any kind of acknowledgement or you know, compensation for you. That's not fair either. So I guess I can see how it has to go to court to be settled. You know, I mean, what are these guys? What if the store decided to just send the band anytime they wanted to use the flower part of the store, right? If they've been caught, you know, doinking around with a groupie and have to send some make good flowers to one of their wives or girlfriends. Free flowers for life for any band member or their associates from this Texas Guns N' Roses store. There's got to be a way to find a happy ending for all parties involved in this story.
There is. Pay them royalties.
Pay the band royalties?
If I were the band, yeah. That would be my way of solving it. I'd be sure. Like, you pay. You can use it. Just pay.
Yeah. But then you just got to find a value on it. Well, apparently the band sent the guy a cease and desist. And the guy said, no, I think I have the right to use these two words together and not have it infringe upon your Guns N' Roses. Like, you know, the minute you say Guns N' Roses, everybody in the world's supposed to know that's a rock band? Actually, yeah. Actually, yeah, Timmy, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, I get that. But come on, you know what you're doing when you pick the name.
Sure,
yeah,
of course you do.
You know you're being clever.
Of course you do. And you're trading on that worldwide fame, you know? It's all good. It's all good. We should, while we have a couple minutes, we should mention the passing of another celebrity today. Kind of came on just as I think it was a late announcement today, right? I mean, I didn't hear about it till this evening when I came to work.
Yeah.
Kirstie Alley, the actress of stage, screen, both silver screen and your TV screen, has passed away at the age of 71 after battling cancer. I didn't know that she was sick. I haven't really followed Kirstie Alley's career that much of late.
Yeah, the last thing I'd heard about her was she was kind of getting into some fights on Twitter. She was becoming very outspoken politically.
Mm.
And that's what I most recently heard from her.
Yeah.
Not so much about things she was doing acting-wise.
And, you know, that's... All due respect to everybody's political leanings and their passions and priorities. I think that, and I'm sure that Kirstie Alley, since I hadn't heard about her social media advocacy for a point of view, she was probably of the conservative leaning bent, right?
Yeah, initially yeah. She said in 2016 that she couldn't support Hillary and then said she was disgusted with both candidates and the election in general, and then she endorsed Trump.
Yeah.
So as she became more vocal, people, for better or for worse, paid her social media presence more mind.
Yeah. I would hope that we can all respect the woman, the actor. They still use actor, right? Is actress... I think
actor is the general.
I think it is too
accepted.
Yeah, I think I got that one right. We can respect the work the actor did over a storied career.
Some brilliant and some very funny work, too, on Cheers.
Absolutely.
I love some of the bits she did on Cheers with Ted Danson.
I want this nonsense with my picture to stop. I did you a favor by hiring you back, and this is not a very nice way to repay me.
You're right. You did do me a favor, and now I'm going to do you one. I'm going to give you a tip on how to deal with people who work for you. Lighten up a little bit. I mean, you got to make some compromises.
I see. You want me to hang your picture back up?
Right.
Done.
Whoa, that was easy. Wait, let's try some more compromises here. I want to sleep with you 25 times, but you don't want to sleep with me at all, am I right?
Right.
Okay, so what's half of 25?
Your IQ.
Oh! Boom! And let's remember Kirstie Alley's, you know, arrival on Cheers was one of those moments in every successful program, successful franchise. Cheers was a franchise. You know, Cheers was at its time, in its heyday, the biggest show on television. And Shelley Long, who was the initial female lead of that very successful sitcom, decided to leave the show to pursue acting on the big screen. And replacing that character is a tall order. And Kirstie Alley did it beautifully. Beautifully. The show had greater success as it flourished with her participation and her character's participation in that show. Due in large part, of course, to the writers, who did a great job developing a great character. And they found a tremendous actor in Kirstie Alley to play that role. And that kind of accomplishment, that kind of skill and talent shouldn't be diminished by someone's political leanings outside of the world of entertainment. I know we always talk about how, you know, how can we judge, you know, these actors for their political views? Why do we care what, you know, Bruce Springsteen says or whomever, whatever entertainer? I always go to Ted Nugent, but there's a less extreme example, I'm sure, for a conservative entertainer. Kirstie Alley is an excellent example. You know, why should it matter what they say politically, what they have the same right to? Every point of view you and I have the same right to. You know, our point of view is our opinion about our country. It's passionate. Hopefully it's informed. It's rationally thought out and well delivered. Not always the case, but hopefully that's the case we get from everybody, regardless of which side of the aisle they come out on. And someone's brilliant work shouldn't, in the memory of that brilliant work, the acknowledgement and the legacy of that brilliant work shouldn't be dictated by what they say in their personal life and using the platform that they've earned through their skilled performance of their other art. You know, it's when you say, let's shove a machine gun up there, voila, and whatever it might be. That's when it goes too far and you lose credibility for the work you've done.
Here's another one of my favorites from Kirstie Alley on Cheers.
Well, because I've seen a lot of ladies hit the champagne in my time. What are you looking at, pretty lady?
I'm looking at you.
Well, I'm looking back at you.
I think I'm beginning to see you in a whole new light.
Well, why don't you tell me what you see?
You have a really weird face. Your eyebrows are growing together like a big, old, ugly caterpillar. Oh, look. They're cutting the cake.
Genius. Kirstie Alley passed at 71. From her battle with cancer. She got an Emmy for her work on Cheers and Golden Globe, too. She had numerous screen performances on the big screen as well. The Look Who's Talking franchise, that movie franchise, like it or not, it was very, very successful. So, and she passed today after a long fight with cancer. Our thoughts and prayers for her family. And our respect and appreciation for her body of work. There she is, man. Kristen McVie. We're losing too many of them, buddy. I mean, is it us getting older? Is that what it is? I mean, it is. That's what it is. Our heroes are, our stars are falling away. Or the number of the stars in the sky is growing. That's how you look at it, right? It's all a matter of perspective. Yeah. It's your point of view. So the heavens got a new star today. It's Kyra Knights. I'm Spike O'Neill along with Matt Butler. We'll be right back after these.
at a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor.
Woo!
He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. Beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. Matt Butler here with Spike O'Neill. And this song by The Kinks, I got to play this for my daughter for the first time ever just last week.
Really?
We're knee deep in Christmas already. We're up to our top of our snow boots in Christmas music already. And my daughter had never heard this. And so I played it for him. And when they figured out the lyrics, my daughter's like, is he being robbed? I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. Christmas comes in all shapes and sizes, people. Absolutely.
Do you think enough younger people even know who the Kinks are? Because they were such a good band. But I don't think they get quite as much notice as, say, the Zeppelins and the Stones of the world. But they're so good.
I am a huge Kinks fan. I've seen the Kinks live at least a half dozen times. And this is like in the 80s, you know, and 70, maybe late 70s, but through the 80s and into the 90s, I would see the Kinks live. You're right. The Kinks do not have the upper echelon stature they deserve, along with their British invasion brethren. And maybe it's because, you know, the Davies brothers, Ray and Dave Davies, the main driving creative force, the writing force behind the Kinks, while brilliant, isn't on the par with Lennon McCartney or Jagger Richards. You know, those upper echelon of creative geniuses who just churned out decades and decades of quality material. And, of course, I'm going to get pushback. Lennon and McCartney worked together for less than 10 years. But you got to admit, the body of work, the writing duo of Lennon McCartney is unparalleled. In most creative circles, it's hard to deny that. But I'm with you. The Kinks deserve better than they got from history. Some really great textures that I want to acknowledge because I never have tough time at the end of the night. A texter wrote, it seems like you won't be able to start any business without having to pay somebody something, some royalties. And you're probably
to
right.
Capitalism.
Yeah. A texter says, how about, you know, Shoots and Smells instead of Guns N' Roses, right? Firearms and Flowers. And I countered with, how about Buds and Bullets? Pistols and Pedals. Not to be confused with the gun shop / bike shop. Pistols and Pedals with a D. Right? How about Gums and Roses? You're a dentist that does gum replacement surgery, gum restoration surgery, and a flower shop.
And we didn't make it 1 hour without the dad jokes. Sorry to the person who texted in.
Oh, there you go. I hadn't even thought of you. Know, you're that's why I love having you around, buddy. It's Cairo Nights. There's some big stories to talk about tonight, and we can get to them. A big story today at the Supreme Court about religious freedom versus individual liberties in this country. And it's, again, here we are with this activist Supreme Court. You know, deciding that it's okay if your religion says it's okay to be discriminatory, then you've got the right to do so. We're at a weird time in our lives, in our country. We can address that amongst all the other big stories of the day, like how USC owes our Husky football coach $300,000, and the bowl season, which is upon us, and the Seahawk win, and all the stuff that's irrelevant, and relevant to somebody, I guess. It's Cairo Nights. I'm Spike Bunny, along with Matt Butler. We'll be right back after these.
Sister always there.